It is the Friday Show. I'm Neil Atkinson, and in front of me, albeit still on small screens, I've got Paul Dehaney, Leanne Prescott, and I'm very glad that Tim Smith's moved his perspective because I was obsessed with his tiny door when we were doing the quiz. So that's at least, yep, that, I'm over that now, Tim.
It's a mirror, Neil. It's a mirror.
Yeah, no, I worked it out eventually, Tim, didn't I? I worked it out eventually. It only took me three goes.
Did.
Yeah, it was like the door in being John Malkovich. And joining us, on the line, I haven't spoken to John Gibbons earlier today, Luke Hoops on Leeds and Natalie Bromley on Burnley. So that is to come as we look ahead to the Premier League games. We will end up having a long chat with Paul about Arsenal versus Tottenham. And we'll also put that in the context of the fact that Tottenham and Arsenal are both playing tonight after we record this. But we will start off with Newcastle United versus Aston Villa. And Leanne, Newcastle are now very, very firmly in a relegation dogfight. Fulham's result against Liverpool at Anfield has very much put the cat amongst the pigeons there. Burnley may well still be in one as well, and they'll perceive themselves as being in one. But right now, Fulham are on 26 points, Brighton are on 26 points, and Newcastle are on 27 points. And Newcastle could really do with starting to pick up wins from somewhere.
Yeah, it's a weird one because I think Newcastle, they've never really been great this season. They've relied heavily on Callum Wilson, and I think that they're definitely looking over their shoulder at the minute. Fulham have kind of come out of nowhere. They looked dead and buried at the start of the season, and suddenly they pick up a few good results and they look like a team who believes in themselves. And Newcastle look like a team who don't believe in themselves. They look like a team who don't necessarily believe in the way they play football, the way they approach games. And I think that's kind of where they're at the moment. It's worrying times for them and their fans. In terms of Aston Villa, it is an opportunity. It sounds weird because Villa have had a good season. But I think Newcastle, if they come out and play, they've got players who can create a difference. Almiron has kind of flattered to deceive a little bit, but he does have the quality to make a difference. And it's really just depends on how they're going to approach the game. For me, they can't afford draws anymore. It's not good enough when you've got Fulham kind of up your backside. So they need to take the game to Aston Villa and be a bit bolder.
The one thing Newcastle can know, Paul, is that Grealish has been ruled out. He's managed to get injured like a Liverpool player